All right, welcome to the Back in Five podcast. I am joined with Pastor Mark Shoemaker in my office.
Hello.
Who is currently holding a mug of coffee.
That's right.
And your mug of coffee has what on it?
It says, when I rise, give me...
Jesus.
That's right. Jesus.
Give me...
That's right.
You're a pastor. It can't just say coffee. It has to have Jesus on it.
It has to say Jesus. That's
right. Wasn't that like a Fernando Ortega song?
That's your...
I don't...
Point of expertise. If we're going to talk about which artist sang
yes,
the song, that's you,
it
man.
It could be. He might have rewritten it from somebody else, but I don't know. All I know is that I'm like in heavy planning mode.
Mm-hmm.
And the last 2 days, you've walked by my office a number of times.
Yeah.
And you've noticed how much music
I have stacks.
I have gone, well, now it's cleaned up a little bit, but.
Because you put some of it on my desk, yeah.
That's right. And some of it's in the garbage. And some of what we're going to use as the adult worship choir this
year.
That's
exciting. So, quick plug there.
And Mike, and if anyone's interested, let me know. And my mug simply says, Dad.
It's like a name tag for you, man. It's like, Dad.
It's not like your mug that says, Best Dad.
That's
or
right.
World's Best Dad.
Not everyone can have that one.
So this is, so far, just a bunch of nonsense. And we made a decision that with Back in Five, we were not going to prep anything. Rather, we're just going to sit down here and talk about what we heard. So that's what the fruit of that discussion is happening as we speak right
now.
Well,
it was kind of naturally even happening before we even hit record, because we were talking about it.
Yes.
And then you're like, let's just talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, let's do that.
So this is unprepared Back in Five material. We'll see how it goes. But this last week, Tim Shoemaker, who is your dad.
Yeah.
And and who is the chairman of our elder board, we're in a series called To the Church at 7601 West Foster. And it's based on this idea that of the book of Revelation, there's seven churches that the Apostle John is writing letters to, and the letters are not authored in his mind, but they're actually from the supremely credentialed Messiah. Jesus himself is dictating these letters to John to write and distribute among the seven churches of Asia Minor. Those seven churches are figuratively representing the universal church, God, and that means that God has a message for us. And so we have been kind of talking about what is his message for us in this season in interim before we head into a new ministry year. And we've identified a number of key areas. So last week was about being a church that's spirit-led. You talked about that. And this week, it's about being a church that's word-fed. So Tim talked about being a church that and individual Christians who are consuming the Word of God.
Yeah, and he hit it quite differently than how mm-hmm. a lot of people would have. You know, right when you walked in, you knew it was going to be a little bit different. There was
tables
set up, props and stuff like that, which if you've ever heard my dad speak, you might be expecting something like that. But he used a lot of those things to visually represent some things. I know the one that kind of stuck out to me, and I had some conversations with students afterwards, and when Dora was up there and she was trying to stack as many of the quarters as she could on that little milk cap.
Yeah.
And what my dad said was, hey, imagine if I gave her more time, because he only gave her 20 seconds.
Right.
Imagine if we gave her bigger space.
Yeah.
How much she could pile on if it was a
bucket or a pool or whatever.
And so applying that to God's word, sometimes we just cram it in a verse here or whatever. And that to me impacted me, because I started thinking about, just more time, spending bigger chunks of scripture, more time in God's word. And you can't really measure the impact that'll have on you, but visually seeing it there is like, yeah, of course it would.
Right. Yeah.
Why wouldn't I want that?
It's kind of cool because your dad's teaching style is very object lesson focused. And it's, as I think about it now, it's kind of perfect, because you think about the Word of God itself, it declares itself in so many, there's so many metaphors in the Word of God for the Word of God, you know, like a lamp unto our feet, a light to our path, or Jesus says that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So he's likening it to like daily sustenance, like food, nourishment that we would need. I think of other things off the top of my head, Can you think of anything else?
No, I was just going to say I really like the connections that you're making
right.
with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's obviously there's more. So if you're a podcast listener, you can email us and text us in. I know there's a ton more. But so it's kind of like this metaphor for the word that it needs to be consumed in normal different ways and stuff. So
I think that's something that we are so nonchalant about, like the fact that we actually need God's word.
Yeah.
The fact that... if we want to be rooted in him, if we want to grow, we actually need his words to guide us and lead us.
Right.
And I so appreciated your song choice afterwards. I know this is supposed to be more about the message or whatever, but even just thinking about our worship time afterwards, singing, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path."
Yeah.
Hearing everyone sing that, kind of making it their prayer, really. Yeah. I thought it was so cool, such a great way to respond to that and commit themselves to that and saying, we're going to let this guide us.
Yeah, yeah. And it's cool to be a church that is word-fed, because I know that I said this a couple weeks ago, is we have to assume that God is speaking, that God is trying to communicate his word to us. And I said in my message a couple weeks ago that there's nothing more supernatural than the book that God has written. He's actually given it to us for our consumption and for our good. And for his glory. And so maybe let's talk about things that hopefully will change as our church was exposed to a message like that, or even us as individuals. Like, what I know for me, one of the things that your dad said was the phrase, like, if not now, then when?
Yeah.
In reference to reading through the Bible cover to cover. Something that I've attempted multiple times. I've read the Bible multiple times, but never in a systematic way. So I started doing that even just on Monday, and I want to be held accountable to that, to work my way through periodically reading through the Bible, because if I'm not going to do it now, when am I going to start?
Yep.
So,
yeah, I saw your tweet of you mentioning that, and I thought that was really cool. My initial response to it was, man, I need more time and space, and here's how I'm going to do it. And I started making plans for that. And how I was going to do it. And I wanted to finish up a few studies that I had been doing and a few things that I wanted to look into. And even this morning, I was up earlier and my family wasn't awake yet. And it was more time.
Yeah.
And it was good for me. And I had longer to sort of dive into it. And, but I'm looking to do the same thing, Sean. Actually, I've felt that during the message, but then also seeing your tweet, I was like, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good way to respond. So I'm also gonna start. I'm gonna look into the seasons of reflection thing,
because
I remember having that, and I gotta check my bookshelf, because I think that would be for me just a great layout for it.
Yeah.
But are you just planning on?
I'm just gonna. Well, you know what? One thing that has been a huge blessing in my life, and I can't commend their ministry enough to anybody who's listening, and that's the work of these guys called the Bible Project. So look them up on Google. It helps you to thematically understand what the narrative of Scripture is talking about. So they have a reading plan. So I'm actually going to follow their reading plan, and I'll put a link to it in our podcast, because the Bible Project guys, they are amazing. They will help you understand the overall narrative of each biblical book. They actually have videos on YouTube for each biblical book for you to help
you
understand. So as you read through it,
you're changing my mind here.
No, yeah. So,
all right.
Forget seasons of reflection.
Yeah.
No, it's super cool. I'll have to show you after this podcast, because I'm so excited about their ministry. I listen to their podcast all the time. But anyway, so that's what I'm planning on doing.
Great.
Yeah.
I look forward to joining you in that then.
The other thing I'd say too is that your dad said, that I'm thinking and reflecting about how I can change my Bible reading is, he gave an illustration of, you know, sometimes you approach a stop sign and you kind of roll through it. It's kind of like a rolling stop.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a punishment that comes with that. Like, if you get caught, you know, by not really totally stopping, you're not really obeying the law, so to speak, and you're fined $127 or whatever it is. I feel that way. So with my Bible, I think in our culture, we're so busy. It's like, okay, well, I'll listen to my Bible on my phone or something, which isn't bad, but like, I'm so distracted because I'm doing that while commuting, or, I'll have the TV on, or I'll listen to music, or I'll kind of engage in the things that are happening around me and Bible reading at the same time. And I feel like there's, if my mind, I know that how I work, if there's like a, if there's 10 things going on, it's really hard for me to focus on the one most important thing. So trying to find a spot and a place where I can be alone in the Word.
Which I think is tough. You have two kids at home and all that stuff. And that's really tough. And that's something I've been thinking about too, is that we've been saying being Word fed.
Yeah.
What does that look like to really feed myself from this? It's right. not, sometimes I come into it, I'm more tired or I have on my list, you know, I have a list of things that I want to start getting done. I'm like, hey, my family's not awake. I could do this email or I could do that. And I start thinking about those things and it's like, no, this is a feeding here.
Yeah.
This
is, it's not a nibbling.
Right. This is not a, I think my dad even said something about a snack. You know, this is like, I need this as I approach the rest of my day.
Yeah.
And there's no rule that tells me I need to just do it once in my
day.
Sure,
yeah.
And
yeah.
So that's another thought kind of in my mind of like, what would it look to feed on this?
Yeah.
Meditate on it later and come back to it. And what does that look like?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of encouragement that I think took place on Sunday in reference to.
I had a lot of good conversations
about,
with people.
About people. It's kind of like, you know, the bread and butter of the of Christianity is like we have to know what our scriptures say, we have to apply it, and we have to consume it.
Right.
You know, so
we actually need it.
Yeah.
So, it's not a cliche. We actually need it.
That's it. So that was definitely a lot longer than 5 minutes.
It was.
That's what happens when you come to something without a plan.
And with some coffee.
That's right.
And just lounging
in a
chair.
And good friends.
And, that's right.
By the way, I'm glad you're here. And you're not dead in an alley somewhere.
Me too. I had a couple people say that to me after the sermon. They're like, that was so crazy.
It
I'm
was
glad
intense.
You're okay. I'm like, I'm glad I'm okay too.
So if you have no idea what we're talking about, listen to this sermon in its entirety. And then we will see you at Bethel Community Church this Sunday. See you later, everybody.